Understanding the United States immigration system requires a grasp on the labels individuals coming into the country receive from the government, explains Kelsey Herbert, the immigration mobilizer for the Christian Reformed Church Office of Social Justice.
When someone comes as an immigrant, they're living permanently, and then if you were coming temporarily, you would come under a non-immigrant visa. And a non-immigrant visa does not lead to a green card or legal permanent residency, which would lead to citizenship.
Those attempting to immigrate into the United States because of experiencing a hardship in their home countries are required to request asylum status and, when approved, apply for refugee status.
Not just anybody fleeing violence can get that asylum refugee status, because it has to be because of the persecution based on your race or your religion or your nationality or your political opinion or political affiliation. All people who are fleeing their border are initially asylum seekers. Refugees just get that qualification or receive that status abroad, whereas asylum seekers receive it in the U.S. and go through the whole process while they're in the United States.
Prior to Attorney General Jeff Sessions' announcement of the zero tolerance policy, parents and children crossing the border would be detained together for a maximum of 20 days.
Parents and children could not be detained together for more than those 20 days, so they would be released into the community through something called alternatives to detention.
Since President Trump's executive order to halt zero tolerance policy, people, including children who cross a border without any legal documentation from the United States, even those asking for asylum, will be prosecuted and kept in detention.
Children will be able to be detained indefinitely with parents in jail.
Michelle Jokishpolo, WGVU News.